Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about what happened in the Senate and how House Republican efforts have fizzled yet again. And we'll just kind of run through what occurred very quickly and what that means for other endeavors. Okay, so quick recap for those who missed the lead up to this. Last week, the Republicans in the House, they made the move to impeach the Secretary of Homeland Security. Said at the time that if they took the articles of impeachment over to the Senate right away, that it would be dismissed right away. If they waited a week, there would still probably be a vote to dismiss the articles right away, but they might be able to put on a little bit more of a show and get a sound bite on Fox News. They waited a week, it went over, and it was dismissed right away. The Senate dismissed the articles of impeachment and determined one to be unconstitutional. That's over. All of those hearings, all of that lead up, all of the social media posts, all of that engagement, and nothing happened. Yet again. Seems to be a trend. Just saying. Now, I know that people are saying, but they barely had the votes to dismiss. Yeah, I mean, that's true. They barely had the votes to dismiss, but that means that Republicans were nowhere near having the votes to convict, because you need more votes to convict. The whole thing was a show, and it got dismissed out of hand. So that's it. That's the end of it. Very anticlimactic for people who believed this was going somewhere. It certainly didn't help that you had a number of prominent Republicans basically saying, yeah, I mean, I'm probably going to vote to dismiss as well, but we should at least have a debate or something like that. When you have Republicans saying that, they didn't meet the bar. They didn't meet the bar. And because you had Republicans saying that, the Democratic Party felt very comfortable just dismissing it out of hand, because they knew there was zero chance of the votes being there for conviction. It didn't meet the bar. So, how can this further inform our decision-making? If you are somebody who believes that the impeachment inquiry into Biden is going somewhere, please understand the House committees are going to need senatorial approval, and they don't have the votes. It's not going anywhere either. It's all a show to keep people engaged, nothing more. I mean, please keep in mind that after all of this time, they still haven't actually even been able to articulate what it is they think he did wrong. Even at this point, they can't specify what the high crime or misdemeanor is. That should be a clear indication that they don't have it. They don't have it. It will probably, if they were to pursue it, it would probably be something else that is determined to be unconstitutional. So, as you see the social media posts about that move forward, remember all of the social media posts about this impeachment and how certain they were, how they framed everything for their base. And then look at what happened. They didn't have the votes to impeach a cabinet member. They don't have the votes to impeach a president without significant evidence, which we still haven't seen. This should be a wake-up call for a lot of the Republican base. I doubt that it will be, but it should be. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.